Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of drivers really aren't sure about what to expect behind the vehicle, the wheel rather, of a vehicle that is fully automated. So AAA set out since 2016 to conduct an annual automated vehicle survey. We're really feeling out how consumers feel about fully self-driving vehicles. And the questions we ask are, do drivers fear riding in a fully self-driving vehicle? How comfortable are they in several situations like low speed, short distances, delivery services, maybe for food or for your packages, transporting loved ones as well as children? And where do you think, or rather, when do you think drivers will be taking on these fully autonomous vehicles? When will they be on the roads? In about 10 years, and a lot of drivers don't think that will be the case. So, yes, 7 in 10 U.S. drivers would be afraid to ride in a fully self-driving vehicle.
This is more than just we're opposed to them. This is outright fear.
Right. And, of course, this is following a couple of high-profile incidences last year in March and in April that involved some fatalities. But overall, consumers, again, fearing that, really has increased in the last year because of those incidents. So we'll have to see, of course, how drivers feel as they gain more experience behind the wheel with these vehicles. And I'll tell you, I actually had an opportunity to get behind the wheel of a semi-autonomous vehicle. I won't get into the brand or all of that, but it actually was very interesting to be behind the vehicle, behind the wheel of a vehicle that actually was able to sort of drive itself. And I'll tell you what we found is that the more experience people have with these vehicles, the more comfortable they feel. And I kind of felt the same way as well, but certainly this technology has a long way to go. More development will be happening, and that's what we're going to be doing, is watching the development of these vehicles and see how they're going to possibly reduce or prevent crashes altogether.
Are these vehicles going to literally be able to make us take our attention off the road, be able to read a book, read the internet, we're doing that anyway, or catch a nap while we're in the driver's seat?
Right. Of course, AAA's message is don't drive intoxicated, don't drive intoxicated. And certainly, even if your vehicle does have the capability of semi-autonomous driving or even autonomous driving, we recommend, of course, to pay attention to the road. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. And a lot of these vehicles, if you do get behind them, they will remind you that it's not fully capable of driving itself for a long period of time. And it will remind you about every 45 seconds to about a minute to keep your hands on the wheel and make sure that you're paying attention. So down the road, is it possible? It is, but certainly AAA recommends that you pay attention to what's going on around you, even if your vehicle has this type of technology. And a lot of folks are really comfortable also with advanced driver assistance technologies, such as adaptive cruise control, blind spot monitoring. And again, these technologies are meant to help us drive, but they're not meant to drive fully just yet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.